The governor, in several cable news interviews over the past couple of days, has talked about the possibility of imposing a 14-day quarantine for those who travel from the 20-plus other states where the rate of the virus is on the rise. He spoke about it Tuesday morning on MSNBC's Morning Joe.
We are seriously looking at that because, where do we go from here? Our rate is good. Our rate is stable. As I said, it's one of the lowest in the country. We have to make sure that doesn't tick up because people don't get sloppy or undisciplined. But we also have to make sure we don't raise that rate by having people come in from other states. And that's something we're seriously considering, that if you come in from a state that has a high transmission rate, you would have to self-quarantine or we would have to test you because that we don't want to see that happen.
Cuomo says he's talking with the governors of neighboring states of New Jersey and Connecticut about possibly imposing a quarantine soon. New York, once the nation's epicenter for the disease, now has some of the lowest rates of infection and transmission of all of the states. Over 48,000 people were tested for coronavirus on Monday, and 1.2% tested positive. But the governor says without a cohesive federal policy for all of the states, he can't really stop the virus from crossing the state's borders. And he criticized President Donald Trump and his administration for not advocating for greater precautions. Cuomo says states that have reopened with few restraints are seeing a boomerang effect with the virus rates increasing.
We tested the president's theory, a political reopening. COVID was a political issue. It wasn't. It was a virus. You had to be smart. You had to use science. And those states that used science are doing much better than those states that made this a political issue. That's a fact.
Cuomo says New York continues to prepare for a possible second wave of the virus in the fall, with requirements that hospitals keep 30% of their beds free for potential COVID-19 patients, and that healthcare facilities work together and keep fully stocked with personal protective equipment and other supplies. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.